here we go, inside too. I try to spit everything out in a hurry because I have a tendency to forget. You know, I have things on my mind, I think, oh, I have to tell first about this, that, and the other thing. And sometimes I forget once I get started. What I did this evening, which is I was off this evening. In fact, the last few days, I have only been working 8, maybe 9 hours. Because I worked so many hours last week that we can only work 37 hours in 2 weeks and get paid for it. And that's enough. You know, that's enough overtime. And I'm not going to put in extra time if I don't have to. And as it is, we are required to work 6 days a week. So 6 days a week, and usually I have about 27, 32, somewhere near hours overtime for a two-week period. That's enough. So the last few days I've just been working 8 or 9 hours, and it's just great. Tomorrow I might have to go in a little bit earlier. Because the end of the month is all the reports and whatnot. But anyway, tonight I had off and I came home and I bought the 16mm movie projector from the service club, and I watched a movie. You know, these are regular theater movies that we get over here. We show them in my service club during the daytime in the afternoon about 4 or 5 a week, but I never have the time to sit and watch one. I always have things to do. So whenever we get something extra good or extra special, we bring it home at night. We've done this 3 or 4 times now, and it's great because I much prefer that, because I can sit in our own so-called living room, such as it is, and have my pajamas on or whatever, and have a drink if I want, and enjoy the movie. So this evening, I was off, as I say, early, so I brought the projector and the movie home, and I ran the whole thing myself. I was very proud of myself because this projector gives us a lot of trouble. It doesn't wind automatically. You know, it's supposed to thread, but sometimes it gets stuck. Anyway, I saw the whole thing, and it was a very good show. It was, I don't know the name of the movie. Isn't that terrible? But it had Yul Brynner and Robert Mitchum. And it was something about Pancho Villa, the great Mexican hero. Anyway, I enjoyed it. The Babylon are just coming home. Let me go speak with them. I'll be back in a little bit. Okay, I'm back again, and I just had my shower. See, Linda works until 10 o'clock at night, Duchess, most nights. I work maybe 2 or 3 nights a week. No, sometimes more than that, to 10 o'clock. So this evening when I came home, I showed the movie, and Linda hadn't seen it yet, so the movie is showing again. Well, I should say it's being shown. Bob comes home every night with Linda, and he stays to about 1 o'clock, and then he goes back and sleeps at the club. So they're running the movie again, and it's 11 o'clock now, so by the time it gets over, it'll be 1 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't want to stay up and wait and see it with them at 10, so I already saw it, and that's this way I can go to bed in a little while. What other good news? I did write a letter to Mother, finally. This was really my second letter, but I hadn't answered the first letter, or the second letter I received from her, so I thought I should be the good girl and write a little note, which I did. And I started to write you a letter because I have a few pictures. They're not very good, Duchess. There's some snapshots that Sam, remember I told you about Sam? He went home the other day, but he took a few shots one evening here in the yard, and I was going to mail them to you, and I forgot. I started to gather them up, you know. I had so many. I really haven't unpacked a lot of things since I arrived here. I showed most of my dresses and things in those garment bags, and I have 3 what you would call a wear locker, which makes me very fortunate because usually you just get 1. But I have 2 of them filled with the garment bags and all my dresses and stuff, and I never even open them. The 3rd one I keep my uniforms in, and of course I'm in my uniform every day, so that a lot of little things I left in my footlockers, you know, that things that I probably won't use, And so a lot of things are still packed. What I really should do is send one Foot Locker home, but I haven't got the energy to pack the silly thing and mail it. And as you say, just as soon as I send something home, that'll be the one thing I need. And I don't know what will take place in the future. You never can tell. I might need a few dresses. Of course, if I take any leave or an R&R or something like that, then I would have need of at least a few of the dresses. One of the good things, I did finish a roll of film, and I haven't mailed it in yet. It slides. I must remember to do all these good things. I don't have that much time, Duchess. You know, I come home in the evening, and usually somebody is popping in. Oops, I just dropped the microphone right in my mouth. Usually somebody is popping in one time or another, and it's real hard to get any privacy to do anything you want to do. And then I'm usually so tired, I just like to sleep a couple of hours if I can, when I get a day off, which isn't more than one a week, and sometimes not even that. We are going to have a visit from Betty McKinney. That's the area supervisor for 3rd and 4th Corps, and I'm in 4th Corps here, I think. Maybe I'm in 3rd Corps, I don't know. Anyway, she's coming up on the 10th, at least that's the schedule now. She's coming up a week tomorrow, it'll be the 10th, and she'll stay overnight and leave on the 11th. But that's good. I'm glad she's coming because I like Betty, and I'm very anxious for her to see all the changes in the club, and I'm quite sure she'll be pleased. The other Ann Campbell, who is Betty's assistant and one of my immediate bosses, she will be going home. She was supposed to go home in May, and then she extended for 2 or 3 months, and I think she's planning a trip around Africa and through Europe and then to the States. She has never been in Europe. You know, she worked a year and a half or 2 years, something like that, in Korea. In fact, in the same service club I was in there, RC3, 2nd Division. And then she went to Panama for a year or a year and a half. And then she went with the Air Force and worked in Pakistan for a year or so. And then she came here to Vietnam. So, even though she's had different locations, she has never had the opportunity to go to Europe. So, she's going to take a slow boat. I think she's on a French freighter. I think she got booked her passage, and she's quite excited about leaving. And the freighter comes right into Saigon. So, I have to get more details on it. It sounds like a very enjoyable tour. The way I understand, these freighters, they only carry about, oh, I don't know, 12 to 15 passengers. Therefore, you get a great deal of attention, and you get to know the people quite well. I don't know. It might be worth looking into. Other than that, Duchess, I'm doing real well. As I say, I'm most pleased with an awful lot of changes in the club. The hooch is nothing to get excited about. It could be improved, and I would like to make some improvements, but material is so hard to get here. I mean, like plywood is the only wood available, and that is, it's better to ask for solid gold than to ask for plywood, because it's just that hard to get. I have torn down a number of things in the club just to reuse the old wood again. So, as I say, the hooch is a lot better because the maid keeps it up a bit. She is nothing that you would write home about. She really isn't. You know, a number of times I sit yakking at some of the guys, and they get so annoyed, Duchess, at these Vietnamese people, only because their culture and their tradition, I think, is to do the least bit of work and get paid the most. You know, it's so unlike what we're used to. And these people have a job to do. If you hire them, they'll fall sound asleep, or if you turn your back, they're off doing something else. And it just bugs me no end, you know, because I feel that I work very hard every day and long hours. They should do the same, because the pay that they're getting is 4 or 5 times as much as they normally would get. So it's very disheartening to Americans particularly. And it's something that's a constant problem, because I have, let's see, about 12 of them working for me now. And I have to watch them every day, every single day, or they're sitting down or sleeping. They're great for sleeping. I know it's hot, but no wonder they're so far behind the times. It's just very little ambition shown. So anyway, what else? I haven't got a great deal of news, I guess, after all. I got your letter. I got a letter from you today. I'm sorry to hear about the trip being canceled, Duchess, but you know what's best. In fact, let me just look at that letter a minute before I continue. It was B's operation. I'm real glad things worked out so well. Please tell B and Henry I say I hear about your vacation, or the one you're not going to take to Europe at least. The more I keep thinking I should go on vacation.